Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Is the July 4th holiday a recipe for disaster given the issues with the system right now?
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day.
We need to spur the transition to green shipping.
But the bottom line is, ultimately, the reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 320.
All right, day 333, since Joey promised he wouldn't abandon our fellow Americans. But, of course, he's turned the page. The media mob never talks about him. And here we are, the lone voice. What's happened to these people? Even, what's his name, Winken Blinken acknowledges hundreds of Americans left behind, thousands of green card holders left behind, all our Afghan allies, they're left behind, all billions in equipment left behind. I know, Hannity, you're a broken record. Okay, you want me not to, if it was your family, would you want me to mention them and remember them and remind our government to get off their ass and get them the hell out of there? It's unconscionable to me. Somebody just sent this. Apparently, Biden just said, he was asked by a reporter, how long is it fair to expect American drivers to pay that premium for this war? Meaning he's talking about energy. Biden's answer, as long as it takes. That's how out of touch this idiot is. He must think that everybody makes money like Hunter does. He must think that everybody has sweetheart deals with no experience with Ukraine. That you get to advise on oil, gas, energy in a country you have no experience in and get millions of dollars. That you can make deals with Russian oligarchs and get millions of dollars for your company. Or do a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. Or get $100,000 shopping sprees from a Chinese national. No wonder he wants to get rid of tariffs with China. Whoops. They were so good to Hunter. I mean, why shouldn't we be nice to them, right? Unbelievable. It's going to be interesting. The Atlanta Fed is now estimating that the U.S. economy contracted by 1% in the second quarter. Atlanta Fed estimating today. And yesterday they revised upward. It was We were in the negative growth at 1.6%, not 1.4%. Anyway, Wall Street Journal pointed out U.S. household spending slowed in May as Americans faced historically high inflation, elevated interest rates, raising the prospect that the economy is contracted for a second straight quarter. Now, following the soft spending figures, economists at the S&P Global Market Intelligence said that they estimate the GDP to contract at 0.7% at an annual rate in the second quarter, which ends on Thursday. They previously expected some slight economic growth. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's closely watched GDP Now tracker estimated Thursday that output contracted 1% during the second quarter. That model considers the publicly released data, which generally reflects activity through May. Both estimates would mark the second straight quarter of contraction to the economy after annualized output decreased 1.6% at that rate during the first 3 months of the year. This solidifies evidence of a downward trend in consumer spending. And that would mean, by the way, that we could be officially be in a recession. We'll see what the final numbers are at the end of the day. Two quarters of negative growth. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, it's pretty amazing to watch the mob and the media, the Democratic Party, and how corrupt these people are. Now, this was an NBC News report that Biden is going to deliver a speech on the January 6th committee's findings, once the House panel wraps up their investigation, which I don't think will ever happen, you know, till hell freezes over. You notice they get their investigations done, but there's Durham. He's still out there doing something. It's unbelievable. Just like we have a dual system of justice, one for the Democrats, one for Hillary, one for, you know, the deep state, and then pre-dawn raids, guns drawn, ablaze, 30 people, frogmen, CNN fake news cameras in the dark of night. It's just unbelievable, the double standard. But anyway, the goal of his speech would be to emphasize what Biden believes is at stake should former President Donald Trump or his allies return to power in Washington. So he wants to make a political speech. Hey, Joe, why don't you make a speech and talk about how you're going to go back to the policies that Donald Trump that worked, the economic and energy policies that led us to energy independence for the first time in 70 some odd years. Anyway, so they're bannering this all about in the White House. We'll just bludgeon Trump some more. Oh, okay. Anyway, and they believe, for example, that they're hoping voters who are angry about record inflation and record gas prices might be persuaded by the argument that Trump and his allies are a threat to the democratic underpinnings of the country. So that's what the speech is supposed to be about. Biden's speech would draw on revelations from the committee's investigation. We have heard this to death. Now, you have these allegations by this Cassidy Hutchinson. Now, she claims, for example, that there was a note that in her handwriting, and that is being disputed by Trump's attorney, Eric Hirschman, is saying, no, that was my handwriting. Now, I have a simple solution. They can clear this all up. Follow the science. Follow forensic science. There are handwriting experts. Probably very quickly will be able to ascertain whether it's her handwriting or Hirschman's handwriting. I've talked to people that have seen it that say, yeah, I know Hirschman. That's his handwriting. I have no idea. But we can clear it up and find out whether or not Cassidy Hutchinson told the truth that day. The other thing we can get cleared up as well is we can bring those Secret Service agents in that are contradicting the star witness's public testimony. Now, this was interesting on FoxNews.com. Liz Cheney spent hours in media interviews yesterday lavishing praise and on Cassidy Hutchinson. Remember, she's also hugging her for the fourth-hand account of President Trump assaulting his Secret Service detail and trying to commandeer the car that he was being driven in. But I don't see any interest on anybody of the committee. They put out a statement. Well, we still believe her. You know, she seems credible to us. Well, she was under oath. It would matter a lot whether or not she told the truth under oath, especially about something so serious about the former president. Cheney doesn't seem interested. Nobody on that committee seems interested. They don't want to get to the bottom of any of this stuff. Not only is Cheney not, they didn't contact the Secret Service? Are you kidding me? Beforehand? And apparently I'm told by sources that these guys testified before, I guess, Cassidy Hutchinson did what the previous four times and publicly this week. But anyway, now when asked the question straight up about it, you know, committee members are declining to comment, except saying that they believe in the veracity of Cassidy Hutchinson. We can figure this out real quickly. We can get to the bottom of all of this. Now, Cheney discussed the ongoing hearing and the testimony of witnesses on GMA in an interview. When pressed on whether the Secret Service members would speak on the growing narrative discrepancies that are out there in witness testimonies, she said that the committee has previously spoken to Mr. Ornato and Mr. Engel, and we welcome additional testimony under oath from both of them and from anybody else in the Secret Service who has information about any of these issues. Pressed on whether that testimony from the Secret Service would be given live, like in the case of Cassidy Hutchinson, she had an interesting answer. We've been working with the Secret Service. We've interviewed, as I said, a number of individuals in the Secret Service. We will continue to do so. It is important that their testimony is under oath. That wasn't the question. The question is, will you give it the same amount of publicity? And if you don't want to show their faces, you can pixel them out, or you could take an extra step and just release the transcript when they answer the question. How's that? We can solve that problem too. You know, but the idea, and she says she has no doubt about the truth behind Cassidy Hutchinson's January 6th committee testimony. Well, there are credible people that are questioning it. We can get the answers to all of this. We can get answers. There's more contradictions that have come out. NBC News, again, and some source on this committee, someplace, somewhere. But anyway, in testimony, before the committee, a former top aide of Mark Meadows said under oath that both Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows, that Meadows and Giuliani sought pardons from Donald Trump. On Wednesday, both of them said, hell no, we did not seek a pardon from Donald Trump. The spokesperson for Meadows said Wednesday, Meadows never sought a pardon and never planned to. In a statement shared late yesterday by his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello, not only didn't I ever request a pardon, I told my client, President Trump, that if I was offered a pardon, I would turn it down since I had done nothing wrong and there was no need for a pardon. Oh, that would be valid testimony. So now how many more issues are going to be contradicted by people before they say, okay, we need to get to the bottom of this, considering this was their big star witness and it was plastered everywhere. This is the smoking gun. This is the most incredible testimony in the history of Washington, D.C., and all these ridiculous. Well, we don't know. I don't know anything about Cassidy Hutchinson. I have no idea who she is. Never heard of her. Did I ever meet her? Maybe. I don't know. I've met a lot of people in my life. When you do photo lines, you know, who knows? Anyway, but, you know, if you look at the select committee and the events on January 6, 2021, the one thing that really irks me the most, and we'll get into this with Kash Patel again later in the program, is this whole narrative really is about Donald Trump wanting this to happen. Donald Trump orchestrating all of this. Donald Trump inciting all of this. Donald Trump's speech that incited all of this. And they selectively edit and they put only on the screen that which they all agree to, because there's not one other. This is why you don't allow hearsay evidence in a court of law. This is why, you know, you have to run things in their proper context. Now, you would think one of the biggest bombshells that would contradict their entire narrative would be of utmost importance if they cared about the truth. The reason they don't want to air the interviews that I had with four of the five people in the room on January 4th, and that would be Donald Trump himself, Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, the Secretary of Defense at the time, Chris Miller, and Kash Patel. Kash Patel is going to be here later. He and Chris Miller already told the committee that they were in the room when Donald Trump authorized up to 20,000 troops, or as Chris Miller says, whatever's necessary. Muriel Bowser in writing declined the troops. That would be evidence. Apparently, there are a series of memos that corroborate all of this that were presented to the committee. Committee has this information, and they're not bringing any of it into the public arena. Well, that would be called exculpatory evidence. Why aren't they bringing it into the public arena? Because they don't want the truth to come out. They have their predetermined outcome. I mean, it's insanity here. Was everything perfect on the 6th? No, I'd actually like to get a solution so something like this could never happen again. Just like I want a solution. What happens if rioting like in the summer of 2020 happens again? How do we protect every city and every town and every person that lives in every city and every town and not have dozens of Americans dead and thousands of cops injured and billions in property damage? I'd like to get to the bottom of that, too. But this literally blows their entire narrative out of the water and, you know, proves that I was right from the beginning that they had a predetermined outcome. Otherwise, it would be a big deal. The guy that they say wanted this, planned this, is responsible for this. The guy that said many of you will peacefully, patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. It puts a whole new light on the aspect of what Trump and his motives were. And that is, oh, he tried to protect the Capitol. And then the jurisdiction, once he does his part, as required by law, the jurisdiction to actually do it goes to Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser. Where are their texts, their phone records, their emails, their interviews? Why aren't they being called in? Or the sergeant at arms or Chuck Schumer? It's just, this is the state of our country. It's unbelievable. All of us living in tough economic times, the numbers are not good on anything. It's horrible to actually read it all every day, but it's part of my job. Listen, one way you can save money and get the exact same services with your cell phone. Many of you still are clinging to these big carriers that are overcharging you, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. If you make the switch to Pure Talk, you can do it less than 10 minutes. You're going to get the same exact cell towers, the same 5G network. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many others are saving much, much more. So what are you waiting for? There's been hundreds of thousands of us that have made the switch. Why don't you join us? Takes less than 10 minutes of your time. You can be switched over. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you save an additional 50% off your first month. All right. #250. Keyword save now. And if you do it now, an additional 50% off your first month from our friends at Pure Talk.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Joe abandoned our men and women in Afghanistan, and he checked his watch when the bodies came home. Is this really the America we want?
This is important here.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show. I mean, we now have a 24-year low in terms of mortgage applications. I told you it was going to get bad. Fox Business now reporting mortgage rates are now close to 6% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. To two friends of mine that got their place from their loan from AmericanFinancing.net in the threes, you're welcome. There's a long story behind that. I kept telling them, if you're going to do it now. If you're going to do it now. And this is what exactly what I told you would happen. New home construction is now going to come to a screeching halt. Sales of existing homes, well, that's going to stop because nobody's going to want to give up their 3% or so mortgage. And then home values are going to plummet. Doesn't mean they won't go back up again. I still believe in real estate as a great investment, my personal point of view. I don't give financial advice or medical advice. Anyway, but you're going to see we're expecting as many as 8 more rate hikes in the next 18 months, according to Goldman Sachs. 8 more. What do you think that's going to do to the rest of the economy? You know, now the Fed chair, and think about this. I mean, if you have cash, cash would be great. How many people have hundreds of thousands of dollars laying around? Just like, you know, how many have 60 grand laying around for their electric car that they keep telling you that you need to buy because they're unwilling to produce oil domestically or gas domestically, which would make this country rich, would be good for national security, would lower inflation, which would create high-paying career jobs, and we can get rich by providing all of our Western European allies with all their energy needs, and we'd be rich as hell. And we can share that with the American people by cutting their taxes to next to nothing. Well, God forbid we ever get that smart.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. So, Joey, your president asked today, how long is it fair to expect American drivers to pay the premium for this war? Listen to his answer.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
As long as it takes. So Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Oh, as long as it takes. You want to talk about being out of touch. This is a party that claims they have a monopoly of compassion on the poor, the middle class, working people, minorities. Republicans are racist and sexist and homophobic and xenophobic and Islamophobic and transphobic and want dirty air and water and want grandma and grandpa to die. I mean, it's just the same old crap, but they don't give a rip. They care more about their climate alarmist religious cult. They're so indoctrinated into it. That is way more important to them than the suffering, the needless suffering of the American people. Because as I've spelled out often, there's no renewable energy available for the next couple of decades that I can see. Well, you know, what do they talk about renewable energy? Windmills? Solar panels? Really? Is that how John Kerry and Joe Biden are going to fly around the world? It's pretty unbelievable. So Biden has been on this trip embarrassing all of us, you know, around the world with world leaders. World leaders don't think America's is going in the wrong direction. Oh, okay, Joe. Then he lied again, and he said, other countries have far worse inflation than ours. And I'm like, no, we've already given those statistics out again and again and again. You're lying, Joe. Anyway, here's a little summation of his trip.
How do you explain this to those people who feel the country is going in the wrong direction, including some of the leaders you've been meeting with this week, who think that when you put all of this together, it amounts to an America that is going backward?
They do not think that. You haven't found one person, one world leader to say America's going backwards. America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been. We have the strongest economy in the world. Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world. The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States on overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy. We've been a leader in the world in terms of personal rights and privacy rights. And it is a mistake, in my view, for the Supreme Court to do what it did. But I have not seen anyone come up to me do anything other than, nor have you heard them say anything other than, thank you for America's leadership. You've changed the dynamic of NATO and the G7. So I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of what the Supreme Court did. I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of inflation. But inflation is higher in almost every other country. Prices in the pump are higher in almost every other country. We're better positioned to deal with this than anyone, but we have a way to go. And the Supreme Court, we have to change that decision by codifying Roe v. Wade.
Unbelievable. All right, so he goes from one to the other, to the other, to the other, and, you know, world leaders don't think America is going in the wrong direction. Yes, they do. You know, the saddest moment that I saw, actually, was when the French President Macron, I mean, when we're getting lectured by the French, why does that just annoy the living Adam Schiff out of me? It just annoys me. Like, we should be getting lectures from Western Europe and NATO allies, you know, all these countries that became reliant on Putin energy, even though they were warned sternly and repeatedly by Donald Trump how short-sighted they all were and how dumb they were. And what have we learned? They gave in to their environmental extremists. Reports that Vladimir Putin himself was funding some of the environmental pressures on these countries. These are the groups that were pressuring their governments to abandon their own energy independence. I have a hard time understanding the logic. I like, you know, if somebody can disagree with me, and there's got to be some logic behind it. What is the logic behind, if we have, as I said, hundreds of years of natural gas, oil, coal, that we can be self-sustaining the entire time? Now, I would imagine in a couple of hundred years, we'd be probably looking at new sources of cheap energy. I would imagine, knowing human progress, the way we look at the last century alone and all the developments that humankind has made. I would imagine that there'll be alternative sources of cheap energy that are perfectly clean, but we don't have them now. And in the meantime, the lifeblood of the world's economy is the fossil fuels that he said during the campaign he's going to eliminate. So he doesn't care about the suffering of you, the American people. He doesn't care about the cost of everything going higher. And he's saying it. And then he claims he has this, his only problem is a communication problem. We're not telling Americans how great we are, how much we've accomplished. No, we can see it for ourselves. We feel it every day. Every one of us. I mean, it's unreal. 24-year low in terms of mortgage applications. 14-year high mortgage rates, now headed towards 6%, according to Fox Business. It said in this article, mounting financial pressures are compounding the ongoing affordability crisis in real estate markets. By the way, they quote this guy at Realtor.com, manager of economic research. Rents, home prices continue to rise at double-digit rates. For buyers of a medium-priced home, the 1-2 punch is record prices and rising interest rates. That has pushed the monthly mortgage payment to about 64% more than just 1 year ago, tacking on over $800 to the cost of financing. People can't afford it. People that are just entering the housing market for the first time. I'll never forget when I got to buy my first house in my 30s. I was so happy. Paid $114,000 on like 2 acres of land, nestled at the end of a cul-de-sac with a lot of trees. I mean, made a little money when I sold it. I was so happy. I mean, that's the American dream, though. You know, maybe one day own your own place. Whatever it happens to be. It's yours. You own it. You know, the truth is in life, if you look at life and you know that two things are true, death and taxes, we all think we own stuff, right? You think you own your house? You don't own your house. You think you own your car? You don't own your car. You think you own this, your favorite toy, whatever it happens to be, your things that you like, your watches. I don't know. All my friends like watches, and a lot of my friends are motorheads. They like these sports cars. I don't know. I have no interest in these sports cars. I don't care. You know what I do have, I'm grateful for. I really am. But, you know, I try not to get too connected to stuff. But here's where we're all renters. Because when you drop dead one day, and we'll all drop dead one day, just to quote Joe Biden, when you leave this earth, and hopefully all of us will go into one of those mansions that Jesus talked about, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I'll go and prepare a place for you. And, you know, this day you'll be with us in paradise, paradise in a mansion. I can go for that. I'll take the cottage in the back of the mansion. I don't care, as long as I get there instead of the other place. Anyway, but when you die, somebody else is going to live in your house. They'll own it. When you die, somebody's going to own your car. When you die, they're going to own all those stupid watches you paid a fortune for. I give watches away as gifts often. I give a ton of watches away. Because people love them. And, you know, over the years, I've given a lot of watches away as gifts because I know people, how much people love them. And some of them are really expensive. I mean, some of them are rare. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, said yesterday that the Fed's efforts to rein in inflation could result in substantial job losses and higher unemployment numbers. Well, we've told you this now for a long time that this is going to happen. This is one of the consequences when they start raising rates this way. Powell warned that there's no guarantee the central bank will be able to bring inflation to heel without sacrifices in the job market, while reiterating policymakers aim to achieve a soft landing in their effort to rein in surging prices. You know, they talk about this soft landing out of a recession. That's what they call it. It's going to be a soft landing. I don't see any soft landing. I see this thing crashing and burning. Where's the Dow today, Linda? I haven't looked at it. I saw earlier today it was down about 500 or 600, something like that. But anyway, he goes on to say these imbalances need to be evened out in order to bring inflation down. We think that there are pathways for us to achieve that, to achieve the path back to 2% inflation. Well, they inherited 1.4%. Why don't you go back to that number? Anyway, well, what is it down? You can say it on air.
It's down 300, boss. We're at 30,000.
Okay. Everyone knows that impacts their 401k, right? Everybody knows all that money that you thought you had in your retirement, it's all gone. And no hope, really, in my mind, that this is going to turn around anytime soon. Anyway, while retaining sustaining a strong labor market, we believe we can do that. That's our aim. There's no guarantee we can do it. The same idiots that were telling us inflation is transitory. The Atlanta Fed is now saying and estimating that the U.S. economy contracted by 1% in the second quarter. We'll be getting second quarter growth contraction numbers now that the month of June is, as of today, no more. And anyway, so the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's closely watched GDP Now tracker estimated yesterday that output contracted 1% during the second quarter. The model considers publicly released data, which generally reflects activity through May. We'll see. Both estimates, by the way, would mark the second straight quarterly contraction after annualized output decreased at 1.6% rate at a 1.6% rate during the first 3 months of the year, the first quarter of the year. I mean, it's just not good. And then Biden again falsely out there claiming abroad that inflation is worse everywhere but here. Meanwhile, the U.S. rate is higher than most developed countries. U.S. wholesale inflation hit 10.8% this week. And he's telling everybody that'll listen, and nobody knows what the hell he's talking about anyway. He doesn't even know half the time what he's talking about. But he claimed that inflation worldwide is worse everywhere but here. That's just not true. He made the same claim, and we pointed it out, when he spoke at the AFL-CIO conference in Philly. and, you know, under my plan for the economy, this disaster we're experiencing, he said, we've made extraordinary progress. We're in the middle of a transition, meaning I'm not going to give in and go back to energy independence. That's all that means. Economic data from April of 2022, U.S. inflation rate, 8.3%. Higher than Japan, France, Germany, Britain, Italy, Canada. Excuse me. I mean, it went to 8.6%. A month later, Americans now are facing a wholesale inflation rate, wholesale, not retail, of 10.8%. Who do you think is going to pay that? Just like I keep telling everybody, corporations don't pay taxes. They pass that cost on to you. You know, prices are rising and confidence is plummeting. The consumer confidence index fell to a 16-month low. Unbelievable. Here's an interesting statistic in New York. Some 300,000 New York City residents who as a group together earned $21 billion in 2019 left New York City when the pandemic hit. And the New York Post reported that IRS data based on tax filing show that the mad dash for the doors represented the largest loss of income in New York City history. Statewide, high income New Yorkers, those making over 200 grand a year, represented a larger share of those leaving, 10.7%. They're all leaving. You know what states are getting rich? Carolinas, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, they're getting rich. Unbelievable. But, you know, you can't trust them. And by the way, there's a lot of infighting here. Top Democrats are warning Biden could face a primary challenge. That came out of NBC News. That's all true. They don't want him running. Kamala Harris even cast doubt on Biden's plan to run in 2024. Anyway, she said the president intends to run, and if he does, I will be his ticket mate. We will run together. Harris made the comments on Air Force Two after burning fossil fuels, after her advisors told the reporter that she wanted to come back to the back of the plane to clarify the unequivocal response she gave when asked Monday if Biden would run in 2024. Joe Biden is running for re-election. I will be his ticket mate. Full stop. Okay. Let's clean up more messes, this time from her. Biden made a mistake, too. He said Switzerland is joining NATO, not Sweden. Whoopsie-daisy. At least he caught that one. 85% now of Americans believe the country's headed in the wrong direction. Biden's approval is on Real Clear Politics. His average is at a new low. All right, when we come back, we'll check in with Greg Jarrett, Alan Dershowitz, and Kash Patel.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.